The NBA's Board of Governors has approved a 22-team format for restarting the league season in late July at the Disney campus near Orlando. While that's great news for the league, the players, and the fans, it's not such great news for local municipalities. Many rely on the revenue teams bring in for home games. The NBA, in fact, has the highest percentage of cities which use tourism taxes to help pay for stadiums out of the major sports leagues. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Andrew Zimbalist, professor of economics at Smith College, who specializes in the business of professional sports. Professor Zimbalist, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Just how serious is this problem?
It's a very serious problem, and it's important to put it in the context of a crisis, fiscal crisis, that American cities and states are facing right now. Whether we're talking about state government or municipal government or county government, they depend on sales taxes. They depend, in some cases, on property taxes or income taxes. All of those things are taking a tremendous hit. The stadium problem is, I think, a little bit sharper than it is in other cases, because stadiums are not being used. And if ball players are going into stadiums or going into arenas and fans aren't going there, then there's no ticket taxes and there's no sales taxes on the concessions. Other kinds of problems are springing up as well. And the cities, some cities like Glendale, Arizona, it's a rather small city, but it has an NHL hockey team there because it's a suburb of Phoenix. And because it's such a small city, to finance several hundred million dollar arena takes up a large portion of their total debt. And cities are not going to be able to pay this. There's going to be some defaults on bonds, and it's going to lower their bond rating. And this is on top of the whole COVID crisis, where because the economy has been hit, all sources of tax revenue have been hit, but cities and states are still expected to provide the services that they normally provide to individuals. Indeed, there's a greater need for services today than there usually is. So this is a true fiscal crisis. It goes way beyond just the sports stadiums, but the sports stadiums certainly are an element of the problem.
Well, when it comes specifically to the sports stadiums and the loss of tax money there, are there any options for addressing this?
I don't think there's any simple solution here at all. I mean, what I would like to see is another support care package coming out of Washington that recognizes that urban areas and states are in fiscal crisis. The previous care package did some things for helping households. They did a lot for helping small businesses. They did a lot for helping big businesses. They did nothing, or virtually nothing, for cities and states. And I think that has to be recognized. There's no lever that cities and states can pull. They can't create money the way the federal government can. They don't have a Federal Reserve or central bank to create money in states. So the federal government has the resources to help them, and they really must do something, because this crisis is going to have very bad repercussions on the financial markets, let alone the services that cities and states are supposed to provide to all of us.
Only about 30 seconds left, but what does this mean for stadiums in the future? Will cities no longer want to be involved?
Well, again, I think this is a general problem that has to do with the coronavirus. Each stadium has a deal. Some stadiums have better deals than other deals, and then other stadiums for the cities. Cities always have to be very, very vigilant. Cities in the past have gotten taken advantage by major league team owners, but there have been some good deals that involve investments not just in cities, not just in stadiums and arenas, but also in surrounding development, mixed-use development around the arenas and the stadiums. So there are good ways to do it, and cities just have to be smart and vigilant.
Andrew Zimbalist, thanks for your time this afternoon. Mr. Zimbalist, a professor of economics at Smith College, specializing in the business of professional sports.